The scripture for today is located in the Psalm 180, and I will use two verses from that psalm, verse 19 and verse 20. I will read the King James Version first, then after I will read the Common English Bible to see how it works together. So let's begin reading the King James Version, which reads like this. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. So, the Common English Bible reads like this. Open for me the gate of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. And Pablo Sosa, which is the composer of the song that we sung together today as an opening hymn, he rephrased that verse like this. Abrase las puertas de la justicia y entraré para alabar al Señor. Esta es la puerta que Dios nos ha dado. Todos los justos por ella entrarán. Ábranse las puertas de la justicia y entraré para alabar a Dios. Esta es la puerta que Dios nos ha dado. Todos los justos por ella entrarán. Open the door of justice, of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to God. This is the gate God gave us. All the righteous, all the people who practice justice may enter. This psalm is an affirmation of the joy of those who do justice, of those who work for justice. The gates will be open for them. Open the gates of justice. Open the gates. Open. There's a gate for those who work to transform the reality in this world, in this country, in this city, and in this community. It is a gift of God for the children of God. Children of God giving thanks for God for the care, the support, the mercy, and the commitment with the transformation of this community, with the transformation of this city in ways we don't know, but God, the God of justice, know very well. The gate of righteous. The gates of justice, the gates. The gates of righteous suggest the lack of justice in one side of the gate and the presence of justice on the other side of that gate. There is a gate. There is a gate for those who do practice actions for justice. To go through it. In a city like Chicago, where 424 people have been killed this year, and this is 48 fewer than 2018, that word, the word from one side of that gate of justice, works like that. I don't have any reading books in my room. I don't have any science book in my room. We don't have computers in our classrooms. The elementary school teacher screamed last Thursday in the teacher strikes in Chicago. Lack of affordable housing in Chicago is a serious problem. A serious problem. Places like West Ridge, known today like West Rogers Park, is getting populated by the LGBTQ community based on the lack of affordable rentals on the Front Lake. Even that community was moving traditionally from Lincoln Park to Lakeview to Uptown to Edgewater and now to Rogers Park and now to West Rogers Park. And now there is no room on the limits of the city, and with the lack of money to afford the cost of the Front Lake, they are moving through the West. The Latinx community of Puerto Rican from Humboldt Park are now moving to Inglewood, displacing the black families from Inglewood to the borders of Illinois and Indiana. That's what's going on in this side of the gate. When we deeply try to see through those signs of the time, what is the way to understand these words on our reality today? A people of faith that we hold hope as an inherent part of our faith systems, like Christians, our brothers and sisters from the Muslim tradition, Jewish, Sikhs, Buddhist, Hindu, Candomblé, Santeros, Macumberos, every single people of faith hold a sense of hope to make this side of the gate way much better than we have it now. That is our hope as people of faith, as people who can live integrated with sisters and brothers from other religions and respect their ways, that they nurture the sense of hope in their own ways, in many ways. And as part of that ways in which people decide to believe. Faith and culture walks hand by hand. We today can't understand one disattached from the other. Culture nurtures the spiritual practice of people. If I am in a problem, my mother will say to me, pray. That is a way that my mother gets connected with me through the faith, and with faith belongs to us in that way. That's the way in which hope links together to bring me ways to practice my faith in communion with my family, with other friends, and who wants their dreams to be the dreams of transformation through the lens of their faith, and we all from different systems practices actions of hope, because it is the way in which faith operates in this world. Faith, beyond to be the bad of the people, like I have friends that they said faith is the bad of the people, but I think faith is for the good of the people. Even if we profess different faith, all works for the good of the people. This is the way for me to see myself into this world as a Christian who come from Puerto Rico to study here and who have been related to other faith through my job as working with interfaith programs with people on detention, then all have been creating systems to transform the oppressive structures of this world. Sometimes, as Christians, we choose to perform the side of the gate that minimize, demonize ways in which sisters and brothers from other religions use to digest the word of transformation on this world. There is Dia de los Muertos that makes sense for my lens as a Christian. In the pre-Christian tradition of Mexico, the door between our world and the world of the dead is entreabierta. It's kind of a little bit open. There is a gap. God, for those who pass away, walk through the gate and make herself or himself into this world. So that's the way why people from Mexican tradition develop that this way to honor their ancestors. Dia de los Muertos is a celebration for those who pass away, come over again, and spend time in this part of the gate in a party. We do here to honor their lives. We set up ofrendas like this to honor the life of the people who pass away. And we believe like them that they come and celebrate and hang out with us in their own way. So that's the reason we place the picture of the family member on top of the altar. The altar has four levels. The ground is an intermediate level between the ground, upper level we call purgatory. The tradition on their own way, they understand the purgatory is an important place for them to honor people who are in that stage. The other level is the level that we already set up food. And then the upper level, where the picture is located, is accompanied by a candle and traditionally the picture of the people who we honor in the ofrenda or in the altar of Dia de los Muertos. So that's the reason way to place a picture of family member, friends, and people they care, and put favorite food for them to eat and dance and spend time with us. That is a holy celebration for the religiosity of the people who previously of the Christian tradition practiced to honor their ancestors and live their life integrated. Because of that, Christianity arrived and they converted into Christian, but culturally, faith walked together to merge into this celebration that we honor today. That's the way to understand our way to be in the world today. When we join into ways in which Latinx people live their own faith, to live integrated is an exercise of respect, of partnership, of ownership, of certain ways we use to be empathic with the other in the spirit of transform this world. I want to honor my brother with this altar. That's the reason why the food that he loved. He loved coffee, so there's beans of coffee. He loved the sancocho, so the ingredients for the sancocho is right there. And I have a dream for him and for us. I also want to accomplish it with my vision to have the doors of justice open for him. This world could be better. Better than when he left this world. So in this way, on my Christian faith, I believe that the work that I do around here is a work to transform the reality of this society. This is a Christian value. So in this way to live integrated, I want from him to cross the gates of Dia de los Muertos and pass by the gate of righteousness and find a better world than the world that he left the day that he passed away. That is my challenge as a Christian. To continue doing the work that I have to do in order to transform the structure of this world, that when he has time to come through the gate of the dead, find a better world than the world that he left. And in that way, for me to live in communion with my principles as a Christian who has a commitment to transform this world and find ways to make it better. Life with life, fully integrated, getting from this pre-Christian wisdom parallels to my Christian belief, and so I'm convinced we walk on the shoulders of all our ancestors before us. Now we got the torch. Let pass it through the gate of righteousness, through the gate of justice, because God is love, and we walk the way of love. In this moment of silence, I will invite you to think what, in which ways, as Christians, you can work to make this world better for those who pass away and left this world in the way that we have that today. Let us meditate on those words. Mm-hmm.